Hi, I'm Jimmy Chatton, and as we kick off the new year, the new decade really, I've done huge amounts of calculation to plan out my life. From my day job, to monetizing writing hobbies, to retroactive gains on property ownership, to a roommate, to recuperative gains from being frivolous, it would appear my 2020 is booked. So, how best to honor the year than this month's goals being about scheduling? Let's get to it. First, for January, I'll be writing lots. 14 hours a week kind of lots. Though less than part-time, it is projected to be the next best thing than having a day job. Well, if I can do it right. I'll focus on sci-fi first, and maybe incorrectly finish a novel, and by incorrectly I mean prioritizing a full-length novel versus short stories. But a quick switch to fantasy, romance, and horror can easily be done for these short stories. I've found I can outline, then write a short story in a weekend, meaning I can crank out 10,000 words a month with decent editing and book cover art. At just 99 cents to $4.99 per novel, or I should say short story, that's going to be pretty good return. But I get ahead of myself. First, the novel, Shallow Seas. I need 160 to 226 hours to complete the story. I have 336 hours between January and March. Is it unreasonable to think I can accomplish this by April? Not at all. Since writing is my super active goal, I have three more passive, though still somewhat involved, goals for the month. First, housing. Spend 7 hours weekly on finding and loaning properties that are projected to retroactively gain me between $13,000 and $16,000 over 15 years. Never thought I'd own a home, but it's what will bring me closer to my end goal of financial independence. Next, I have a private goal that'll take at least 2 to 3 hours a week. More can be allocated, transferred from my other goals, and at the time of this recording, seems to be taking from the other goals, but only with good cause, well-established effort. We'll see how it goes, though I may not be prepared to tell more. Suffice to know, it ticks a lot of boxes in my life, and can bring me a little bit of happiness. Finally, January 2020 will see me actively schedule times of leisure 3.5 to 7 hours weekly, or thereabouts. Playing video games, hanging out, designing games, travel. Things that are objectively frivolous, though I enjoy the doing of them. Here's a short list of those things. For game playing, it's Doom from 2016, Witcher 3, Skyrim, the homeworld versions of Deserts of Karakhan Remastered, and Vanquish. These are all video games, and there are more, though they can be added later, maybe after I finish a thing or two. In game design, I'm thinking of leveraging my 4M systems for a tabletop Doom-like game, a Star Wars game, Halo, and a Gundam Universe spin-off. We'll see how those go. I'll travel to Utah, Arizona, Europe for my first international leisure trip, and possibly New York with a trip to Canada too. Busy times in 2020, and I look forward to them all. As I do all of this new year, the new decade looks to be bright, and January's no less. Keep your chin high, folks. We're living in objectively the best time humanity has ever experienced, no matter what happens on the global scene. I hope you bring about all you can to continue to improve yourself and the world in the ways that you're able to. I'll see about doing my part too in January. So, am I too far off here? A lot of calculation has been done over the returns of these goals, all efforts feeding into my arc goal of financial independence. Let me know in comments what I've missed or misjudged. I value your perspective. You protect my blind spots. You may notice that podcast is also absent from this list. That's intentional. I'll keep the casts up, though they will not be an excuse to skip out on higher return efforts, these other goals we've talked about. So until next time we chat, take the best of care. Cheers.